First of all, a 51-year-old Orange County woman is in jail for murder after authorities say she shot and killed her 75-year-old mother early yesterday morning. A shooting happened at a home on Spruce Pine Trail off old NC-10 near Durham County. Witnesses said Paula Lee Dakota and her mother, Cheryl Garner Medlin, got into an argument. They heard one shot fired, then Dakota came into their room, took their phones away, and did not allow them to leave. She finally allowed them to call 911 about 15 to 30 minutes later. Medlin was rushed to Duke Hospital, but died later that day. Dakota's first court appearance is this afternoon. She'll be charged with homicide plus kidnapping for detaining the two witnesses and assault on a government officer after reportedly kicking a deputy in the chest during her arrest. Chapel Hill police, meanwhile, responded on Friday to a pedestrian collision on MLK Boulevard near Longview Street. Just the latest in a series of collisions in Chapel Hill this year. This time, the pedestrian was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and the driver was cited for failure to yield. Staying in Chapel Hill, the town council last week signed off on a framework for developing 36 acres of town-owned property along Legion Road. Three-quarters of that land will be preserved as a park, with the rest going to affordable housing, though some residents wanted the entire property reserved as parkland. With the full story from last week's meeting, 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Wednesday night's vote was not on a specific site plan or design for the land. Rather, the Chapel Hill Town Council provided direction for town staff to take first steps in reaching its goals of creating a new affordable housing community near the community park it plans to formally establish. 27 acres of the Legion property will be combined with the existing 10 acres of Ephesus Park to create a space with both active and passive recreation. Meanwhile, 8 to 9 acres of land fronting Legion Road will be reserved for the eventual construction of a housing complex. Councilmember Jess Anderson said before the vote that she believes the resolution represented compromise between several different interests among council members and among community members.
And that's what I think community is about. And that's what we do on this board, is we represent the entire community and we try and find something that's healthy for all of us to move forward. Something that doesn't just make one person happy. In fact, when we make nobody happy, we're probably doing something right.
Anderson also said she's excited about the town's adoption of the Complete Community Strategy for Planning Growth and Development, one that she described as housing and environment going hand in hand. Councilmember Michael Parker echoed that sentiment, saying he believes that approach will be groundbreaking for Chapel Hill and creating affordable housing is a critical element. He said when he thinks back to when the town first purchased this land on Legion Road, he felt rewarded on Wednesday to finally approve a direction for its future.
Doing a complete community means that we also provide for a diversity of people in Chapel Hill. It is about greenways. It is about nature. It is about good design. But more important than anything else, complete community means that you've got a diversity of people, that the people who serve other people in our town get to live here if they want, the people who protect us, the people who put out our fires, the people who take care of us when we're ill, that they get to live in the town in which they work.
Town Council Member Adam Searing disagreed the Legion Road property ought to include a portion of affordable housing. Before the vote, he said he believes Chapel Hill is not investing enough in its park system. Searing also added he was sympathetic to residents who felt as if requests for parks and recreation options were going unanswered.
No wonder people are upset. That's what we're doing on our parks. And the idea that we're going to have some sort of amazing park on the land that's left. I mean, if we can't turn a spadeful of earth for a desperately needed skate park that our kids have been asking us for a decade, and that every other single community around here has done, how can we expect you, as the people in Chapel Hill, to trust us on the council that we're going to somehow build an amazing park on what's left of this property?
Chapel Hill Councilmember Camille Berry also agreed that the town needs to invest more in its parks, but she said the affordable housing crisis is more immediately dire. She said the ability to bring both an expanded park and housing to the site is critical for Chapel Hill.
When the question was put to me by Ann Brashear at a gathering outdoors in Colony Woods, should we keep it a park? All of it. And I said no. I told you then, and I'm telling you now, that I want to have both here. And it is quite possible.
Councilmember Ty Nguyen also voiced full support for including housing, saying he believes the town can address multiple priorities at once instead of just focusing on one for this project.
I'm very proud to be part of a town that punches way above its weight class in terms of affordable housing and prioritizing the need for shelter for members of our community who provide vital services. 80% of our renters are still cost burdened, including a lot of the ones in a lot of the apartments that are full. So we need more housing everywhere we can get it.
The town council ultimately voted 8-1 in favor of the measure, with Searing being the lone dissenter. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger was a de facto yes vote because she had to depart the meeting early due to illness. But Heminger wrote a statement about the Legion Road property that Anderson recounted for the room.
For me as mayor, the purchase of the Legion property for the town is one of my proudest accomplishments. And after many years of community conversation, I am excited to begin work to create a place that our entire community can benefit from and enjoy. Looking ahead, there will still be much work to be done. But for tonight, I would like to take a moment to be grateful and to celebrate the possibilities that this property holds for our entire community for generations to come.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
No meeting this week for the town council, but other local boards are meeting tonight. The Hillsborough Town Board meets at 7 with an agenda that includes rezoning around the proposed future train station. The Orange County School Board also meets at 7. They're holding a work session on the district's strategic plan. In Chatham County, the school board meets at 6 tonight to look at a possible site for a new Chatham Park Elementary School and consider a tuition increase for pre-K. And the Pittsborough Town Board meets at 7 to discuss emergency response plans for the town's water system. You can get more info on this week's local government calendar on our website, chapelborough.com. You can also head to Chapelborough for even more local news, including a piece on how LGBTQ residents are responding to last week's power grid attack in Moore County, plus the latest on the Vietnamese electric vehicle company VinFast, which is set to build a plant in Moncure. Chatham News and Record reports they just shipped their first vehicles to the U.S. last week. Finally, some good news from the schools. Chapel Hill High School English teacher Kimberly Jones has been named as Regional Teacher of the Year by the Borough's Welcome Fund. She's one of 9 regional winners across North Carolina. One of those 9 will be named Statewide Teacher of the Year in 2023. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. Carolina men's basketball got back on the winning track Saturday, beating Georgia Tech 75-59 to snap a 4-game losing streak. It was close through much of the first half, but the Tar Heels pulled away with an 11-0 run right before halftime. Armando Bacot had been fighting a shoulder injury, but looked great on Saturday. 21 points and 13 rebounds for him. RJ Davis had 22 points and 10 boards. That's just the 5th time this century that 2 Tar Heels had 20 points and 10 rebounds in the same game. Also a feel-good moment for freshman forward Jalen Washington. He got 2 points in his first appearance as a Tar Heel after spending more than a year recovering from an ACL tear. Here's head coach Hubert Davis talking about Washington.
He's just a really sweet kid. I love coaching him. I love that he's here. I wish his parents were here. I know the road that he has taken to get here. And for him to be out there on the floor, when he walked into the locker room, Kerr said, I spoke to the team, and last thing that Kerr said was, and a career high for Jalen, and the whole team just sprayed water on him. You know, like, I think one of the things that's really cool is when you can celebrate somebody else's success. And so I saw 17 guys acting so happy for Jalen. I mean, how would you not want that in the locker room? And so today's a really good day, and I was really, really happy for Jalen.
That's Hubert Davis speaking there. The Tar Heels are back in action tomorrow night, hosting the Citadel at 7. We'll have that for you right here on the Hill. Also over the weekend, a big win for the 8th-ranked Tar Heel women's basketball team, 99-67 over Wofford. Kennedy Todd Williams and Ava Hodgson led the way in scoring with 20 points each as UNC hit its highest scoring total since last December. Actually, almost exactly a year to the day. They topped 100 points on December 12th of last year, so almost exactly a year had been since they scored that many points in a game. The Tar Heels have a few days off now. They're back in action on Friday, hosting USC Upstate, and we'll have that one for you right here on the Hill as well. Over to football now, where UNC star wide receiver Josh Downs is going pro. He announced on Friday that he'll be skipping Carolina's bowl game to get ready for the NFL draft in April. Downs has had a great career in a Tar Heel uniform. He only started for two seasons, but he ranks among the top four in UNC history in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Downs was just named a second-team All-American by the Football Writers Association of America, and he's projected to be a first- or second-round pick in the draft. Also in football news, quarterback Jacoby Criswell has announced his next destination. After spending this year backing up Drake May at UNC, Criswell tweeted on Saturday that he is transferring to Arkansas. That's his home state. Finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes got a win on Saturday, 3-0 over the Islanders. Canes are on the road again tomorrow night at Detroit. Face-off time is 7 p.m.